This program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, this is Linda Orndt from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'm going to give you some information about some of the most wonderful things that you can do in the Triangle area over the weekend and over some coming weeks as we read from a variety of information here. Let's start with the Pinecone Traditional Review. They are sponsoring Hot Rise with special guests Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, featuring Tim O'Brien, Brian Sutton, Peter Wernick, and Nick Forster. That's going to be coming up next weekend, Sunday, October the 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 to $30 for Pinecone members and $25 to $35 for the general public. This will be held at the Maimondi Concert Hall at 2 East South Street in Raleigh, the Progress Energy Center. Last year, the famed bluegrass band Hot Rise released its first studio recordings in over 20 years with newest member and NC native Brian Sutton on guitar. You can hear these recordings on the Hot Rise website, www.hotrise.com, and they spell Rise with a Z instead of an S. Hot Rise performances are almost as rare as their studio recordings, as each band member has a highly successful solo career. Pinecone is honored to host Hot Rise in Raleigh during their limited fall 2011 tour. Bring your ticket stub to the Busy Bee Cafe on October 9th before or after the show and receive 10% off your meal. Named after the secret ingredient in Martha White Flower, a long-term sponsor of bluegrass music, Hot Rise formed in 1978 with Tim O'Brien, Pete Wernick, Charles Sawtell, and Nick Forster. Their dynamic stage show made them stars on the major festival circuit, and their powerful original songs constantly topped radio play lists. So that's Hot Rise with special guests Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, featuring Tim O'Brien, Brian Sutton, Pete Wernick, and Nick Forster, Sunday, October the 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 to $30 for Pinecone members, $25 to $35 for the general public, and this will take place at Maimondi Concert Hall on East South Street in Raleigh. That's also the Progress Energy Center. The North Carolina Symphony is promoting their Pub Series. It returns with Stravinsky, the master storyteller, on October the 10th. Four laid-back concerts mix good food with great music. Buy the series and save. The New York Symphony's popular series of laid-back dinner performances return in 2 weeks with a concert of tantalizing musical themes. The 2011-12 edition of the celebrated Pub Series opens at Buku in downtown Raleigh on Monday, October the 10th, with a celebration of Stravinsky, the master storyteller. Dinner service begins at 6, the concert at 8. The symphony's dazzlingly talented new principal clarinet, Andrew Lowy, opens the evening with a haunting solo, Stravinsky's Three Pieces for Clarinet, before the evening's featured trio of Lowy, violin David Kilbride, and piano John Noel launch into three selections from Stravinsky's beautiful and timeless story, The Firebird. The concert then takes dinner-goers deep into the dark and twisted dream world of a soldier's tale. Pulling together everything from tango to jazz, Stravinsky offers up a miniature masterpiece of that old and enticing story, a traveler meets the devil on an empty road. Along the way, audience members will enjoy a multi-course meal from Buku's eclectic menu, inspired by food from the pushcarts of vendors in cities across the globe. The restaurant puts a clever and delicious spin on street food, with dishes like Polish pierogies, Colombian arepas, Thai papaya salad served in a banana leaf, and more. The October 10th pub concert featuring Stravinsky's A Soldier's Tale is just the beginning of the four-concert pub series, the perfect, sophisticated date nights or evenings out with friends. Upcoming concerts in the series are Sunday, February 12th at Humble Pie, Dvorak's celebrated and rarely heard masterpiece, The American String Quartet. Monday, April 16th, back at Buku, a Celtic night with traditional folk tunes and movie composer Bernard Herrmann's Souvenir de Voyage. on Sunday, May 20th, also at Humble Pie, a 20th Century Masterworks, Kodaly's Duo for Violin and Cello, and John Adams' Sparkling John's Book of Alleged Dances. Tickets to the pub concerts are $65 per person. That's for the series, $65 per person, covering the multi-course meal and concert. The entire series can be purchased now for $200, but hurry, these concerts sell out fast. Visit www.ncsymphony.org/pub for tickets. Buku is located at 110 East Davie Street in Raleigh. So if you want to go to the October 10th Stravinsky concert and dinner at Buku, that is $65 per person. Buku is located at 110 East Davie Street in Raleigh, and you'll listen to the symphony, or a portion of the symphony, play some Stravinsky tunes for you. Also from the symphony, Artstobel Festival debuts October 15th in downtown Raleigh, spotlighting the resident performing arts organizations at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Celebrate the launch of a new fall tradition in downtown Raleigh with Artstober on October the 15th at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Progress Energy Center's resident performing arts organizations, Carolina Ballet, Hot Summer Nights at the Kennedy, North Carolina Symphony, North Carolina Theater, North Carolina Opera, and Pinecone, will offer sample programming throughout the day. Marble's Kids Museum, Artsplosure, and a Plein Air Arts Festival on Licton Plaza will add to the festivities. Events are free to the public unless otherwise noted. It begins at 10 a.m. on October the 15th, that's a Saturday, with coffee and cider, compliments of center plate, in the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium lobby. From 10 to 2, Marble's Kids Museum, Artsplosure, the North Carolina Symphony, Pinecone, activities for kids, including an instrument petting zoo, will take place at the Mamondi Concert Hall lobby. From 10 to 2, the Plein Arts Festival, Painters Creating Art on the Licton Plaza, just outside the Mamondi Concert Hall. At 11 a.m., the official welcome from the North Carolina Secretary of Cultural Resources, Linda Carlisle, at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium Library. At 1 p.m., Carolina Ballet will produce a Dracula pre-show event in the Fletcher Opera Theater. At 2 p.m., the Carolina Ballet will also perform Dracula again. This is a paid admission event. At 2:15 p.m., the North Carolina Symphony Quartet playing classical music selections in the Mamondi Concert Hall. At 2:50, Pinecone, the Cane Creek Cloggers will perform at the Mamondi Concert Hall. At 3:25, North Carolina Opera, opera arias and duets by Bizet, Verdi, Puccini, and Mozart in the concert hall. At 4 p.m., North Carolina Theater, Argentina to Oz, a celebration of Broadway favorites at the Mamondi Concert Hall. At 4:20, the Carolina Ballet, Dracula post-show discussion in the Fletcher Opera Theater. At 8 p.m., the Carolina Ballet will put on Dracula in the Fletcher Opera Theater. That is a paid admission event. Also at 8 p.m., the North Carolina Symphony will perform Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5 in the Mamondi Concert Hall. That is also a paid admission event. And from 8 to 11, Hot Summer Nights at the Kennedy, a cabaret evening in the Kennedy Theater of the Mamondi Performing Arts Group. So, some things coming up there for you. That, again, was on October the 15th in downtown Raleigh, most of it taking place in the Progress Energy Theater. Also, the North Carolina Symphony announces a three-concert Pops matinee series. The North Carolina Symphony announced today, that was back on Wednesday, an all-new series of matinee Pops performances. Now all the excitement and entertainment of the symphony's beloved Pops concerts can be enjoyed in the daytime for less. Tickets can be purchased today, beginning at just $90 for three blockbuster performances in Maimondi Concert Hall at downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All three performances begin at 3 p.m. The series begins with A Carolina Christmas on Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, November the 26th. Join the symphony for a celebration of the holidays, Carolina style. The concert includes the world premiere of a stirring new work for orchestra and a North Carolina string band by local singer-songwriter Laurelyn Dossett, plus Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Holy Night, the popular Christmas sing-along, and more. Concert goers will honor the season with the symphony, music director Grant Llewellyn, Grammy winners Rhiannon Giddens Laffin and Mike Compton, guitar wizard Joe Newberry, and the concert singers of Kerry. Then they can enjoy a high energy afternoon of American folk favorites with the music of Billy Joel on Sunday, January the 22nd, 2012. Grammy and Tony nominee Michael Kavanaugh, praised by Billboard as the new voice of the American rock and roll songbook, joins the symphony for Just the Way You Are, Uptown Girl, It's Still Rock and Roll, and all the rest of Billy Joel's greatest chart toppers. Finally, on Sunday, April 15th, the orchestra invites audience members to hop off the train in River City for a fun and lively visit with fast-talking con man Harold Hill, Marion the Librarian, and the rest of Meredith Wilson's colorful characters. The symphony is staging favorite selections from the treasured Broadway show The Music Man, and it doesn't need all 76 trombones to make the musical showcase to remember. Tickets to this entertaining matinee series are now available online at www.ncsymphony.org or by calling the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Buy today and save. So that's three concerts for $90. If you buy tickets to all three, I expect individual tickets are going to be more expensive. But it sounds like a fun one. Carolina Christmas, the music of Billy Joel, and then finally, The Music Man, stretched out over a series of many, many weeks. Now, just so you all are aware, coming up this weekend, that would be beginning this evening, September 30th, and running through Sunday, October 2nd, is the International Festival. It's going to take place at the Raleigh Convention Center in downtown Raleigh. It begins at 4:30 p.m. on Friday and runs until, I believe, about 10. It begins again on about 11 o'clock on Saturday morning and runs until 7 or 8 p.m., and again on Sunday. It begins again probably about 1 and runs until 5. So go find out a little bit about more of the culture that is happening in Raleigh. This will be at the Convention Center in downtown Raleigh. And I don't see any more information about the times, just that it runs September 30th to October 2nd, and it's presented by International Focus. You can go online to find more information at internationalfestival.org. Okay, let's see what else we can find here. Cider Creek Gallery is having a pottery and glass festival that's going to be running this weekend, Friday the 30th of September from 6 to 10 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd from 10 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th from 10 until 6. Pottery, glass blowing and wood turning demos, jewelry demos, live music, and plant sales. This is at www.cedarcreekgallery.com. It's about 5 minutes from Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. I think it's down towards into Moore County there. But you can call them at 919-528-1041. That's 919-528-1041. Or go to cedarcreekgallery.com. It must be taking place in Cedar Creek, don't you think? Okay, Fall Festival on the Plaza. Come celebrate the full season with us at Northgate Mall, Sunday, October 9th from 1 to 6 p.m. There will be an antique car show, your favorite beverage provided by Fullstream Brewery, live music, roasted chestnuts, pumpkins, and mums for sale. Jazz and blues musicians will be performing from 1 until 6, so come out to Northgate Mall in Durham for their Fall Festival next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Well, I'd like to turn just one page at a time, and it seems to want to give me two. So let's turn over here. Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, a trivial comedy for serious people, satirical humor, wit, elegance, and romantic comedy, the North Carolina State University Center Stage presents Aquila Theater of New York, Wednesday, October the 12th at 8 p.m. at Stewart Theater. The tickets run $26 to $30. There will be a pre-show talk with a member of the Aquila Theater at 7 p.m., and that's Arts at NC State. A Southern Season wants you to celebrate Oktoberfest with them, September 28th through October 11th. Of course, A Southern Season is in Chapel Hill at University Mall. They are open from 10 to 7, Friday till 9. And you can find them on Twitter or Facebook. And they're going to be celebrating Oktoberfest from the 28th through October 11th. Okay, so moving ahead. What else is coming up this weekend? All kinds of things coming up later in October, but let's see about some of the stuff that's coming up sooner than rather than later. 17 Days in Greensboro, happening this week at 17 Days in Greensboro. Orla Fallon, the star of Celtic Woman, takes her song and harp to the Carolina Theater Stage. That was last night, unfortunately. But Vital Grace, a former member of New York's Alvin Ailey Dance, Dwayne Cyrus, presents this outstanding dance performance the 29th through the 1st. Wicked Divas, stars from Broadway's Wicked, join the Greensboro Symphony Orchestra on the 30th. That's tonight. Oktoberfest, live music, Bavarian-style lager from Red Oak Brewery. Later, and more at Festival Park on the 1st. So those are things that are happening in Greensboro. If you need to find out what's going on, go to 17, that's the numbers, 17daysgreensboro.org, 17daysgreensboro.org. Okay, Dance at Me, October 6th and 7th, Water Stains on the Wall, Cloud Gate Dance Theater of Taiwan, Asia's leading contemporary dance theater, it says, at carolinaperformingarts.org. Or you may call them at 919-843-3333 for some more information about that. Let's see what else is coming up here. The Duke performances for the 2011 and 12 season, Saturday, October the 1st at 8 p.m. at Reynolds Theater, Orion String Quartet and Windscape. On Friday, October the 7th at 8 p.m., also in Reynolds Theater, the acclaimed jazz soul gospel singer Liz Wright. You get a 25% discount if you pick four of their shows at one time. And for tickets, you need to call Duke Performances at 919-684-4444. That's DukePerformances.org. Frank and Ava, they're having a movie schedule for the Smithfield Cinemas at 175 South Equity Drive in Smithfield. They're going to be having their Ava Gardner Festival, and you get to Smithfield at exit 95 off of I-95. The Ava Festival is going to run October 7th through the 9th. They are showing several of her performances, including on Friday, October the 7th, beginning at 4 p.m., From Here to Eternity, at 6:30, Showboat, at 9 p.m., Ocean's 11. Those are all on Friday, October 7th. On Saturday the 8th, at 11 a.m., Showboat, at 1:30 p.m., Bohana Junction, 4 p.m., From Here to Eternity, 6:30 p.m., Showboat, and 9 o'clock, Ocean's 11. On Sunday, October the 9th, the Bohana Junction will air at 11 a.m., From Here to Eternity at 1:30 p.m., Showboat at 4 p.m., and Ocean's 11 at 6:30 p.m. This is the movie schedule for Smithfield Cinemas at 175 South Equity Drive in Smithfield for their Ava Gardner Festival on October 7th through the 9th. Make plans to be there. The Ava Gardner Museum is located at 325 East Market Street, also in Smithfield. And of course, you all know that Ava Gardner grew up in Smithfield. Moving now to some things coming up in Cary in October. The Cary Players presents Once Upon a Mattress. That would be tonight, September 30th, and also October 1st and 2nd, and again October 6th through the 8th. The shows are at 1:30 p.m., with October 2nd's performance being at 3 p.m. So Once Upon a Mattress, a really hilarious, hilarious show. The Cary Ballet presents a celebration of children in the arts at 2:30 p.m. on October 1st. This is going to be at the Cary Ballet Conservatory, and the price is right, folks. It's free. Hum Sub presents Garba Night at 7 p.m. at the Cocobooth Amphitheater in Regency Park, also on Saturday. On Sunday the 2nd, Serenity Girls present the Fall Foliage Benefit Bonanza Concert at noon in the Cocobooth Amphitheater in Regency Park. October 8th, we have the 5th Annual Cary EID Festival at 11 a.m. at the Cocobooth Amphitheater. And also on the 8th, the Fall Sertoma Series presents The Brass at Bond at 1 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park. And again, the price is right, folks. It's free. UNC Healthcare is presenting NED, a free concert for cancer awareness. They're going to take up a collection. And seating is limited to the first 2,700 people, so please arrive early to ensure your seat. So we're featuring NED and the local artist Gene Jolly, a free concert for cancer awareness presented by UNC Rex Cancer Care at the North Carolina Museum of Art Museum Park Theater, October 1st, that's tomorrow, at 4 p.m. So if you are interested in seeing NED and talking about cancer awareness, go to the Museum of Arts Theater. It's an amphitheater on October the 1st. And again, it wants to make me turn two pages at once instead of one at a time. Let's see what's coming up here. North Carolina State Center Stage presents musicians from the Four Seasons Chamber Music Festival Saturday, October 1st at 8 p.m. at the Titmus Theater in Thompson Hall. Tickets are $18. They're going to be performing Brahms String Quartet in F Major, Opus 88, or Mendelssohn's String Quartet in B Flat Major, Opus 87. If you need tickets, you can call State University at 515-1100, that's 515-1100, or go online to ncsu.edu/arts, A-R-T-S. Okay. 2011 Thomas Wolfe Lecture, Tuesday, October the 4th at 7:30 p.m. at Historic Playmakers Theater at UNC Chapel Hill. Al Young, author of Seduction by Light, a novel, Heaven, Collected Poems, Drowning in a Sea of Love, a musical memoir, and many other works, will be at the North Carolina of Chapel Hill Thomas Wolfe Lecture. It's sponsored by the Morgan Writer in Residence Program, the Thomas Wolfe Society, and the Department of English and Comparative Literature at UNC Chapel Hill. So go hear Al Young give you the Thomas Wolfe Lecture on Tuesday, October the 4th at 7:30 p.m. in Playmakers Theater and the campus at UNC Chapel Hill. Would you like to take a tour of residential architecture in the Triangle? It's happening Saturday, October the 1st, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Six homes, six architects, six experiences. Tickets and information are available at www.aiatriangletour.com. That's architects Architectural International Association. So it's www.aiatriangletour.com to tour some of the homes that are a little different, a little off the beaten path. Okay, let's see what else is coming up. Flying Saucer is offering their Brewery Night tribute to John Winston Ono Lennon Wednesday, October the 5th at 7 p.m., featuring a custom pub glass. They are at 328 West Morgan Street at Harrington, and you can call them at 919-821-7401, and that's the Flying Saucer, their Brewery Night tribute on Wednesday, October the 5th. Moving ahead, the Raleigh Wine Shop presents Corktoberfest Saturday, October the 1st, from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Free tastings of a veritable smorgasbord of featured wine and beer, authentic German food prepared by Capital Club 16, free samples of local chocolate from Escavu and other Raleigh wine provisions, special discounts on featured wines and all products. These are going to be at the Raleigh Wine Shop at 126 Glenwood Avenue in downtown Raleigh. It's on Glenwood South. And you can call them at 919-803-5473. Again, that's their Corktoberfest, October the 1st, Saturday, from noon until 6. Alrighty, moving forward again as we get closer to winding up our show here. Frampton Comes Alive 35 Tour, October the 5th at DPAC. You can get ticket information at 919-680-2787. That's Frampton Comes Alive, October the 5th at DPAC. The Breakfast Club is performing today, Friday, September the 30th. Will Hoag will be there, Saturday, October the 1st. Conspirator with Frampton, I guess, on Wednesday, October the 5th. Thursday the 6th, the Blind Boys of Alabama. On the 7th, J.J. Gray and Mofro. And on the 18th, Insane Clown Posse's American Psycho Tour. Wow. Lots of things coming up there if you're into some really different music. Again, moving ahead. Playmakers Repertory Company is going to be producing In the Next Room, or the Vibrator Play by Sarah Rule, September the 21st through October the 9th, so that's still going on. It's called Smart, Thrilling, Audacious, and it's happening at the Playmakers Theater. You can get your tickets by dialing 962-7529, that's 962-7529, or you can go online to playmakersrep.org, that's playmakersrep.org. org to see In the Next Room or the Vibrator Play. Okay. Moving ahead still. Saturday, October the 1st at the Arts Center, we have Kyle Dunnigan with special guest Paul Strickland doing their stand-up comedy. Their Funny Business live at the Arts Center, which is at 300-G Main Street in Carrboro. So go to www.artscenterlive.org and get tickets at 919-335-LAFF, that's L-A-F-F, or www.funnybusinesslive.com for some stand-up comedy happening in Carrboro coming up this week. Well, we have just about run out of time for today's broadcast of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you'll get it together, go out, and do something fun this weekend. So, until next time, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week. This is Linda Orndt with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience.